Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN, and I'm told the Mercy flight has been called out to the manure truck overturned on the eastbound 90. I didn't see any evidence of that on my flight radar software, but sometimes not everything shows up there. But don't know. I have no idea what could have happened. I don't know why we have this spate of accidents, and I never will. It's always a mystery. Unfortunately, we always hope that everybody is okay after the accident, but if Mercy Flight has been called out, clearly there's some serious trauma involved, and they got to get somebody to the hospital ASAP to save a life. But that's horrible. But I just... You know, it's just when you do this, or I suppose when you listen to this, I am always amazed at the days you think it's going to be a glide home for most people. Not only do you get one accident, but you get another accident and another accident. It just it becomes this chain reaction. And these three don't seem to be in any way connected. Sometimes what happens is you get something happening on the 90, and then you'll get something happening on Route 5 because people getting off the 90. But these three different accidents on which we have reported today, because there's also the Grand Island one where the truck ran off the road and went quite some distance off the road and allegedly, reportedly hit a tree, which leads me to wonder if perhaps the driver had fallen asleep. I've seen that happen in real time, and it was not a lot of fun watching that accident back in the mid-1980s. That was a case where the driver had fallen asleep, and glad I was there to see it, because if I hadn't been there, his cab would have been run into by another vehicle on the road. So that was, very, very tough time. And obviously, any additional traffic stuff you see, you can call in to us at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, or 1-800-616-WBEN. Well, I'm a little bit disappointed, to be honest with you, that not more people took part in our Have You Been Attacked? Has a pet been attacked by any of our wildlife in Western New York or on vacation topic? I happen to think it was a good one because people were calling in yesterday about the great jellyfish invasion of the past weekend in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But I was thinking about the people who've been in contact with over the past few years who have told me stories about coyotes wreaking havoc on various parts of their life, especially on, interesting we mentioned this, Grand Island, but people talking about fox with their chickens and their dogs being attacked by porcupines, or, well, maybe the dog was attacking the porcupine and the porcupine let loose with quills. And if you've ever seen a picture of a dog or a cat with porcupine quills embedded in it, oh, I cannot even imagine the pain of these poor little creatures. I mean, the porcupine, of everything on this earth that has a built-in defense mechanism, I think the porcupine, it's like God had a sense of humor that day, because those porcupines, they look so innocuous, innocent, like they could do no harm. But you get too close to them or you spook them and they will just nail you with those quills. I'm not sure how hard they are to extricate, but I hate seeing pictures of animals that have been hit by porcupine quills. Yes, my sympathy switches from the victim to the next victim, that victim being of the porcupine. All right, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN, the phone number. Want to get into some other stuff here on WBEN, and that is... Actually, I saw this on Facebook, and I'm going to try to keep this as confidential as a radio show can keep something like this, but I figure that you guys have some pretty good stories, and I want to make the show about you and your life. So, long story short, on Facebook, this guy was talking about his son, about 2-3 years old, and the son has done some pretty alarming things for the parent. First of all, the son figured out how to send a fax from the printer. Now, my suspicion is the son, however intelligent this kid may be, the son was just pressing random buttons on a printer and managed to send a fax. And the guy shows the fax receipt in his Facebook post. Same guy. Same kid has figured out how to open up childproof medicine caps on prescription meds. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the old joke when these things first started to come out that the child safety caps on medicine bottles were actually designed to keep grown-ups out of the medicine bottles, because every time the kid is able to figure it out, the grown-up is, how do I line these arrows up? Where do I squeeze on the container? They can't figure it out. Worth anything. But I got to thinking about the things that your toddler did or has done that you have found either amazing or shocking. Now, the one thing I'm going to put out as a caveat, I'm not going to put people on the air whose children have done anything that could be considered cruel in any way, okay? Cruel to other kids, cruel to animals, nothing like that, okay? I don't want that. People generally tune out when people call in with that stuff. But if your kids have done something that you think is absolutely brilliant, amazing, like they're little prodigies, I would love to know how smart your kid happens to be, or how smart your kid was if it was back in the day. Now, I remember this, but I don't think I could do it now. When I was a little boy, not even in grade school yet, true story, I knew every president in order from George Washington to then Lyndon B. Johnson, every single one. And my brothers used to make money off of me betting their friends that I couldn't do it, but I would do it. I don't know how I learned it. I don't know. I could probably do it again. I mean, I could relearn the presidents from Washington to Joe Biden I think with some degree of ease. But there's no point to it because I'm not going to make any money off of it. And it doesn't seem to be a very good use of time, quite frankly. But have your kids done anything that has amazed you and impressed you and awed you with their amazing brilliance or their amazing dexterity or skills? Everybody likes to brag about their kids. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do it right now, right here. And where else would you rather? No, but that's a football thing. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. On the other side of that coin, your kids ever do something that shocked and alarmed you? Something where you thought, this kid is going to hurt him or herself. This kid is accident prone. This kid, well, let me give you an example. I did this, and one of my kids did this. Seated in a car with a manual transmission. Maybe you did this as well. As a little boy, we had a Volkswagen Beetle. My father hated that car, but it was a cute-looking car. I'll say that much for it. It's a Volkswagen Beetle. It had manual transmission. And I honestly don't remember touching the gear shifter, but I must have touched it because the car started to back up as my dad was leaning on the front bumper. Needless to say, Dad was not particularly happy. And I, of course, denied even having touched the gear thing. But I must have. Don't remember it, but maybe I just put it out of my mind. But, you know, that car definitely went into reverse. And in divine payback, one of my kids did the same thing with one of my manual transmission cars. It was in the middle of winter. I was talking to her mother on the porch of their home. And I looked back and I saw my car starting to back up out of the driveway. One problem, I was about 30 feet from the car when it started backing up from the driveway. So in an amazing display of speed, I was able to jump into the car, dive in, and press the brake down to bring the car to a stop. And let's just say my kid was addressed very, very sternly about, don't ever do that again. You know better. And I think every parent, maybe you, if you've got a manual transmission car, has said to the kid in the front seat, even if they're in, you know, they can be totally protected and everything else, don't touch this. Don't touch this gear thing. Bad things are going to happen. But it did. But then, in addition to the things that your kids have done that have alarmed you, maybe for your safety or the safety of others, the safety of property, you've also got your kid doing some amazing things where you've said, wow, I've got one smart kid, like the dude on Facebook who talked about his son being able to open up the adult-proof medicine bottles. Clearly, they're not designed to keep kids out of them, as well as sending a fax from the printer all by himself. Personally, I think it was a random touching of buttons, but I'm not sure exactly what the kid had to do to send the fax, but the kid did. It's amazing they've got a fax. We don't even have a working fax machine here. I didn't even know that until a few months ago. I was stunned. All right, let me give you the phone number so you can brag about your kid or maybe give parents like yourself some words of guidance about what to keep out of your kid's range and reach. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, *930. And 1-800-616-WBEN. I want to know how smart your kids are, what they've done to convince you that they're going to get the full scholarship to Yale or Harvard, or what they've done that has made you want to take them to Father Baker's, which, of course, was the most severe kind of punishment threatened to generations of Western New York children over, obviously, many, many years of its generation after generation. So we're continuing to watch the hurricane damage in Florida. Minimal damage at MacDill Air Force Base, by the way, in case you were wondering. Did a show from there once. It was a great deal of fun. Was hoping to get up on one of their aircraft, but that never materialized. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. We've got about three major accidents in the area, one on Grand Island, the other on the thruway eastbound, the 90. You're being diverted at DePew around the accident, an overturned manure truck, and the other one, Skyway, just off the just past the Ohio Street exit at Last Word. I don't know if any of those have been taken care of as of yet. All right, let's go to Kathy in Kenmore. Kathy, you have a story about your kid doing something brilliant or doing something not so brilliant?
Brilliant and very unusual.
Well, do tell. We're all ears.
All right. So I'm in the car, and I'm driving, and my son is in the back seat. He's about five. And his favorite movie was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And, you know, being that he's five, he always had his little men that he played with. And so he's in the back seat, and I can hear him humming. He would always be humming, constantly humming and chattering to himself. That was just normal for him. And he suddenly says to me, Mom, in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, when the music is gone, and he's singing the music to me. He goes, "What is the guy saying?" And I was like, "I have no idea what you are talking about." He said, "You know, when the music goes, blah, 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 and they put things in again, what are the guys saying?" And I said, "I don't know. Who listens to the music like that?" And he got real quiet for maybe about 10, 15 seconds. And I heard him in the back go, "Oh, I remember." And what I realized was that for years, he had been listening, you know, watching these movies, memorizing the musical score, and then also memorizing the dialogue that happened underneath that score. And I thought that was pretty darn brilliant.
That is super cool. I mean, it's amazing what kids can remember.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, was that, I don't want to be stupid, but I've never seen the movie. Was that a kid's movie?
Well, actually, no, it's an old movie. Michael Douglas was in it. It was excellent. It's got a people that are listening are knowing that song, Whale of a Tale, you know, Whale of a Tale to Tell You Boys, Whale of a Tale of Two, and it just goes on. But he always memorized music. It was the most crazy thing. At 14 months old, my mother-in-law is a singer, and she would change his diaper, and she would sing show tunes to him, and he would hum along with her, but anything you sang to him, he would sing back to you. And then later at 2, when he could finally actually talk, you could sing anything to him, and then he would sing it back to you, and you could sing harmony with him, and he'd never deviate from the melody.
So how old is the child now?
Oh, he's all grown up. He's like 37.
Oh.
He's a musician. Yeah, he's a composer. You probably know his name. So, you know, works with some big groups and does some amazing stuff.
Well, that is super cool. Obviously, my next question was going to be, did this musical aptitude follow him into life? And apparently it did.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's super cool. Thanks very much, Kathy. I appreciate the call. You know, it's
you're welcome.
Thank you. It's funny. I mean, maybe you've got a story about your kid doing something so well at such a young age, and then what they're doing for a living now is a direct result of what they did when they were children. I mean, my one kid, I'm convinced that she's an attorney because we used to watch Law and Order all the time. And the other kid turned into a criminal for the same reason. It is Bowerly for, he didn't really become a criminal. I just like to rag.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I know that if you play in a band in Western New York, you play this song. It is 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Bowerly. So talking about you and your kids, most of us have had children or have had children. Hopefully most of us have not killed. If that's the case, maybe you watched Law and Order 2 growing up. But anyway, talking about the your kids and the brilliant things your kids have done, and maybe the not so brilliant things your kids have done. Like when I was a little boy, putting the car switching it out of gears so the Volkswagen Beetle began to back up in a driveway in Kenmore. Duh. But positive side of the ledger, I did memorize the presidents when I was 3 or 4 years old, from Washington to Johnson. But how about you and your kids? Tell us the stories. The first one was great. Little kid, obviously into music, and grows up and becomes somebody who has a career at the upper end of the music food pyramid. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Had the strangest dream last night. You ever see Austin Powers? Must have been because I fell asleep watching Goldmember. Had a dream that for some reason Mike Myers wanted to hang out with me. I was like, okay. And trying to find Mike Myers in this giant labyrinth of a Canadian theater was impossible. And I became very frustrated. Here's Diane in Hamburg. Diane?
Hello?
Hi, you're on WBEN, and so is the dinging of your car door.
It's off now.
did you just get home?
I just turned the car off so you wouldn't hear the background noise.
Oh, that's awfully sweet. All right, what do you have for us?
So my son, we grew up in Lancaster in the village, not rural at all, and my son would call himself Lumber Jeffrey, which would crack us up because he was in the finance academy at school, he did athletics, he went to school for physical therapy and then kind of changed his mind, got his degree in automotive repair. But meanwhile, he had had a side job working with my boyfriend, who had a friend with a tree service. So sometimes they'd all go to work together, and he always enjoyed it. And after owning a tent company, working in the automotive industry for a couple of years, he always maintained that interest he had as a kid, and now he runs a tree service.
Seriously?
Seriously. He has his own tree service. He, you know, to look at your kid up in the, you know, tops of a tree, all harnessed up, is just like, I think, oh my gosh, I should have seen this coming when he was a kid. He's always been passionate about it, and, you know, I'm thrilled that he's found work he loves.
And he calls himself, when he was a kid, he called himself Lumber Jeffrey?
Yeah, you know, like a lumberjack, he'd say, well, I'm Lumber Jeff.
But when he was a kid helping your boyfriend, what kind of work was he actually doing with tree removal? Because clearly he was not harnessed and in the upper branches of a tree.
That's a great question. So he would go in with the stump grinder, my boyfriend would, so you got to rake all that out. So you always need extra hands on the ground, right? Or you're taking limbs off a tree and they're coming down. They have to be removed from the site. So he was doing the bulwark. You know, he was pulling branches and cutting things up, and he'd always come home with a load of firewood for his mom, you know.
that's really something. So, I mean, he sounds like he's done a lot in his life. And,
yeah,
you know, the tree services, I'm amazed at how many vehicles some of the services have.
Yeah. He's just a one-man operation with a couple of helpers. And, you know, it's what you were talking about before, like a quality of life. Like, at what point does your job own you, you know? And so I think he's working to the scale that he's comfortable. He's still hands-on with everything. He quotes the job that he does, you know. So he doesn't have the, you know, the larger scale operation where there's a lot of management stuff, which is not what he would enjoy. He really likes doing the work.
And is he busy pretty much year-round?
I think he can be, yeah, because he does some other odd jobs in the off season. You know, obviously you're not taking a tree down in January, but you might be doing storm cleanup, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you always, having a tree service to me is like having a funeral home. There's always somebody who's going to need your service, or for that matter, a bar, a liquor store.
Absolutely. And if you're doing a job in a neighborhood and you happen to see other jobs, you know, it's worthwhile to pass your number around because they see you, the work you did for a neighbor. So word of mouth is really the best.
Yes,
you know,
apparently a local exterminating service has taken that advice, because every time my doorbell rings when I get home from work, I know exactly what it's going to be. Like, I already have an exterminator. I know the people who run the firm. Please, no, leave me alone. I'm in my underwear trying to shave. Anyway, did Lumber Jeffrey do anything as a child that made you wonder if he was, maybe not going to be successful?
There was a night, I have a California ranch with like the long, narrow windows in my bedroom. And there was a night about 1 o'clock in the morning that I could have read a newspaper. My room lit up so bright. And I'm like, what is going on? And in the middle of December, I go out into the yard, and the boys, in the middle of the village of Lancaster at this point, and the boys have a bonfire as big as my vehicle.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I cannot keep you out of trouble. If the police come tonight, they're clearly going to see you have a fire in the village. Like, this isn't like there. So there were a few moments where I was like, oh, kid, use your logic.
Well, I wouldn't know.
He's always had a helper's heart. So, you know, I'm proud of him.
You know, love, of course, that also involved wood, if you think about it.
No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely. But I wouldn't know anybody who does illegal fires in any village with which I'm intimately acquainted.
he had a promposal for his girlfriend, who's now his wife, and he literally carved prom into a log and hid it in the woods on a bike path where they used to walk. So when they got to the spot, there were flowers and like almost a totem pole of the word prom. When he, you know, we should have seen it coming that he was going to run a tree service. His proposal was a carving.
First of all, Diane, I think Lumber Jeffrey may be trying to contact you right now. That's the sound.
I know. I'm sorry. I put the phone on do not disturb. I don't know what's going on.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you, I'd like to meet your son sometime. He sounds like a real cool guy.
Well, thanks. May I say the name of his company?
Well, because we have tree services that are sponsors, I'd probably get in trouble, so I'll have to say no.
I respect that.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. An opportunity to tell a story.
Oh, that's a great story. All right, your kid. Did your kid do something? Has your kid done something recently or maybe in the distant past that was an indication as to what your kid would be doing in the future? Or did your kid do something absolutely brilliant that you still can't believe your kid did? Now, naming the presidents from George Washington to LBJ, it doesn't really directly involve what I do for a living, but in a peripheral way, it does. Got to have some knowledge of history, right? I don't know. I think my mom just went over a President's Day sale newspaper over and over again until I memorized the names of the presidents. But I don't know how I did that. And that's why if you speak several languages, make sure you teach your kid at an early age the other language. And unfortunately, what happens is a lot of immigrants come over from Italy, Poland, Russia, Germany, France, whatever. Hey, in this household, we speak English. Well, that's a real shame, because being able to be bilingual for an individual is a real blessing. For a society, a curse. For the individual, a blessing. Let's go to Mark. Excuse me, Mark in South Wales. You're on WBEN. Welcome, Mark. Tell us a tale.
Well, my son, when he was like a little over two, he basically memorized my wife's credit card and went online and bought $450 worth of Toys R Us stuff.
Get out of town. Are you serious?
Yeah. And not only did he order it, he had like certain stuff, like a Game Boy initialed with his initials put on there. And then on top of that, he asked me if I was going to be home tomorrow, because he had it sent second day air.
How old was your son when he did this?
Two and a half.
Two? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, he was.
What does he do now? Is he an Amazon driver? What does he do?
No, he went to, he basically does cybersecurities now.
Oh.
He never left that computer.
I guess not. Cybersecurity. I think you were going to tell us the name of the school to which he which he attended. I'm pretty sure I know which one. That's pretty cool. Did he actually memorize the security code?
Yeah, he had an uncanny ability to pretty much photographic memory. He actually memorized a whole page in a book one time when I asked him, I told him, I said I would take him to McDonald's if he would, you know, keep quiet while my other son, who was a little more wilder and was getting stitches out of his head at the hospital, I said, well, if you read this book by the time we leave, and he was only like, probably like 3 and a half then. And I said, he goes, I finished the book. And I said, no, Nick, we got out early. You know where you finished the book. He goes, I finished the book. He got mad. And I said, well, what did the last page say? He said the last page word for word. Then I knew I was in trouble.
Wow, that is absolutely brilliant. What a smart kid. Anybody else out there with a kid with a photographic memory like little Nick, who now does cybersecurity? Unfortunately, he's working for the Chinese, but no, he's not really
He actually was very bright. And I didn't even know he could read. I didn't even know he could read until about 2 years old. The dog ate the manual to one of his Game Boys, and my oldest son says, yeah, Dad, he reads the manuals and tells me how the games really work.
Wow.
And then I knew. And then I said, wow. So then I...
You know, I'm pretty sure... Go ahead.
We tried to just give him a normal life. You know, they did test him a bunch of times, and then it was just... He told me right out, as a young kid, he said, Dad, I don't like to be tested. I just don't want to be bothered.
But his IQ has got to be off the charts.
Yeah, they estimated it at one time, and I don't even know if he's been tested since, but the one gifted teacher said she gave him a couple IQ tests, and he did take the Johns Hopkins exam to see, and they estimated around anywhere from 150 to 180.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's a smart kid. Does that run in the family?
The wife's pretty bright. Not me.
Wow. Well, that's really outstanding. Congratulations. Okay, here's another question. Is he happy?
You know what? Yeah, I think he's definitely happy now. He's definitely came into his own. It was a struggle when he was younger, I think, because he was very, very... This is a child that would walk in your bedroom at a year old and be crying for no reason. He'd go, I'm going to miss you when you die. And I'm like... Jeez, kid, you're a little...
That'll spoil the mood in the bedroom in a big hurry.
Yeah, you're thinking too much at a year, a little over a year. You know, that's, and I was like, this is not like that, a year and a half,
dude. That is extraordinary. Because now the reason I ask is in my experience, a lot of times people who are that bright are not very happy, and they're very, very troubled, and they don't hold jobs because they think they're too good to work for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's that. I know somebody, another person that's very, very intelligent. He definitely has some struggles. And I worked with him. And bottom line is I seen things came too easy for him. And he just felt like he never had to really push himself. You know what I mean? Everything was just very, you know, he was definitely gifted too. And things just came very easy. And life was bored.
You know, that's a really... I'm going to add that in as a topic. If you have somebody who's a major, massive genius in your family, are they happy or are they miserable? I thank you, Mark, very much for the phone call. Great call. Talking to you about your kids, what have they done that has amazed you, and what have they done that has concerned you? And I think we all have a little bit of each as a parent. But that kid sounds super, super brilliant. I mean, come on, an IQ of 150 to 180, that's well beyond genius level. Almost as good as mine. it is, yeah, hey, the surest fire way of knowing that I'm really pretty stupid is, what do I do for a living? Thank you. Yes, not very bright. Right now, let's go to Lucille in Kenmore on WBEN. Lucille, you are on. Hello.
Hi,
Lucille. You got a story about a brilliant kid.
I do. My daughter would not go to school. She hated it. Right from the get-go, she hated school. Around seventh grade, we struggled. We could not get her to go. Ninth grade, high school, she just said she was done. She wanted no part of it, and there was nothing we could do. Well, 17 years old, she gave us our first grandchild. Now, she's 30 years old, going for her master's degree, and she's a successful businesswoman.
Does she own her own business?
No, she works for a company, but she has an excellent job. She just hated school when she was a kid. And when she had her son, she said, I'm going to make something out of myself, and she did.
So her master's degree is going to be in what?
Business.
Very interesting. Well, do you think that maybe she was just too advanced for school and she found school to be boring?
No, that she got picked on a lot. She had a weight problem. And by the way, during this time in college, she lost over 120 pounds.
That's great. How'd she do it?
She just decided she was going to be a determined person and give her son a nice life.
But how did she lose the weight?
Oh, she just exercised and started eating right. Her and I did it together.
Oh, that's outstanding. You didn't lose 120 pounds, I hope.
No, I lost 192.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Good for you. How long did that take to lose almost 200 pounds?
It took me about 2 years.
Well, you didn't put it on overnight. You weren't going to lose it overnight, but 200 pounds in 2 years, that ain't bad.
No.
That's quite good.
Nope.
Now, I'm sure your doctor is very happy with you.
Yeah.
thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Wow, that's good stuff so far. If you're just joining us, we got a really wicked traffic day going on. We may have to do Alan every 10 minutes there, Josh, I'm thinking. We're talking about the stuff your kids have done that really impressed you and was really super brilliant. I'll add on to that. I don't know how many people are going to bite on this topic, but without naming names, the super, super, super smart people you know, the super geniuses you know, are they happy or are they miserable? And it's the old story about the miserable genius. For whatever reason, carrying around so much brilliance brings a lot of people down. And a lot of the people I know you would consider to be mega geniuses don't really do well in the real world because in some respects they feel as though they're too good to be working for somebody else. And what's the point in having a 180 IQ if you're absolutely miserable and you don't really do anything with your life? Just asking the question. A lot of people like that out there. I don't know what the issue is, but it's kind of like a cliche. And also the stuff your kids did that made you say, oh my, this one's going to be an issue. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You can call in about 8 minutes or so as we wrap up the news at 4 o'clock. That way I don't have to keep you on hold any longer than I have to because I'm like you. I don't like being on hold. I try to minimize your time as much as I can. Thank you for understanding. We value your call here at News Radio 930 WBEN. You're number one in the queue.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.